and give him thanks. We serve a prayer answering God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Every prayer that must receive answers must conclude with thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplications, with thanksgiving, you make your request known unto God. Now lift up your two hands and thank God for drying up the root of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Thank God for drying up the roots of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Be reminded that we are all waiting on the Lord today in a fast. And it is one platform that provokes divine intervention. So today the Lord will intervene on behalf of all the dwellers on the earth.
Amen.
And stop this plague.
Amen.
As we engage in fervent prayers as individuals, and when we meet in the evening today across our various WSF platforms, he will hear us.
Amen.
He will save us.
Amen.
He will deliver us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, thank you this morning for your manifest presence. Take all the glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Our God is a turnaround God. And he never changes. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And at a point, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. But the Spirit of God moved upon the earth, the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. We serve a turnaround God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. And that's why ye seed of Jacob are not consumed. We serve a turnaround God. And we have a turnaround Savior in Christ. Lazarus was dead 4 days. Jesus stepped in and the turnaround took place. And he that was dead came back to life after he had begun decomposing. So Christ is our turnaround Savior. And is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The good news is that coronavirus will find its way out supernaturally.
Amen.
As we engage in prayer, God, with whom all things are possible, we step in.
Amen.
And a new day will dawn on the earth.
Amen.
When believers pray, the unusual happens. So the unusual will happen here today.
Amen.
It will happen on the earth today.
Amen.
As we stand in the place of prayer, with all of our heart, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John 11, 40 to 44, we saw the dramatic turnaround that took place in the life of Lazarus. He said, if you believe, you see the glory of God. Believers are possibility thinkers. Believers won't take no for an answer. Believers believe that God is up to anything. And we are believers. And we believe that. We belong also to a turnaround family of God. We are now members of his household. We share the same DNA with him. He said, the wind blows where it listed, and you hear the sound thereof. You can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of his spirit. So we are turnaround new creatures. We can invoke a turnaround any day, anytime, anywhere. And as the Lord lives, as we engage on the altar of prayer today, he will step in.
Amen.
What will take a man 10 years to handle? It's just God stepping in 1 second, and has taken place. You know how much effort it will take for man to create a pathway across the Red Sea. You don't know how much time, then ask construction engineers what it will take to build a flyover across the Red Sea. But in 1 second, when the sea saw God in the midst of God's people, it cleared the way. In the same way, this evil virus will clear the way for us.
Amen.
How dare you talk like that? Somebody will ask. Our God built Faith Tabernacle in 1 year, from start to finish to dedication. 1 year. It's a technically impossible feat, but not with God. This turnaround God we step in today.
Amen.
The testimony will be global.
Amen.
God's people are praying all across the nations of the earth. And we are just joining forces with this praying army. And we are praying not to a deaf God. We are praying to that God that hears and answers prayers. We will see his hand.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we're looking at prayer and fasting, a platform for provoking the intervention of God. We know from Scripture that what we don't demand, God cannot deliver. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7 and verse 8. For everyone that asketh only, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. We can't wait. We have to make demand. What we don't demand, we don't deserve. He said, you have not because you ask not. James chapter 4 and verse 2. If we wait here till morning, sudden mischief will come upon us. Let's make moves. And so the four lepers made moves, and the answer came along. Without making moves, nothing moves. We have to make moves on the altar of prayer to move this evil away. We have to make moves on the altar of prayer to move this evil away from the planet Earth. And that's what we are doing until this evil be overpassed. This evil shall be overpassed.
Amen.
It shall become a thing of the past.
Amen.
As we make moves on the altar of prayer. What we don't bind on the earth cannot be bound in heaven, and you keep ravaging the earth. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, the Bible says, and I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. That was after Peter confessed Christ as Lord. And that's what we have as individuals. And that whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it is the covenant right of every believer to bind what they don't want and release what they want. Does anybody here ever want coronavirus?
No.
So we bind these operations. We bind these activities in the name of Jesus. We bind these operations and we bind these activities. Now, Elijah was a man like us. He prayed earnestly. One Elijah prayed earnestly that it rain not. It didn't rain for a space of 3.5 years. One Elijah prayed again and the heavens gave way. That's why the devil has lost the battle. All the efforts of no density gathering, that's okay. Those are human approaches to solving the problem. It's welcome. But it can't stop divine intervention. Amen. Amen. If contact is reduced to one man, it doesn't stop it. Then you can only contact yourself. It doesn't stop it. One man will stand, is like he has the passion of Elijah, and something will break forth. Now he said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, that if two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, two, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. I've laid hands on a number of terminal cases, infectious cases, and Jesus, not me, Jesus healed them. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when two of us, so if the density gathering is reduced to two, it hasn't stopped it, shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Only four of us prayed and fasted, and the supernatural growth destiny of this church opened up. Only four. We were four. There was no piano, there was no singing. It was prayer and fasting. And Jesus came in and said, stand up from the place of prayer. I did. He said, follow me. I did. And he gave four instructions only. And today, this is one of the largest congregations on the earth. Today we have tens of thousands in this place alone of house fellowships. It can't stop it. Shame on you, Satan. You're going back to where you came from. God has vowed never to destroy human race anymore as he did in the days of Noah. You are too small to erase the human race. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, yes, cursed be the source of coronavirus.
Yes.
Cursed be the phantom from where it's tormenting the world.
Amen.
I heard somebody talking about magical thinking. No. We're talking about miracle thinking. Anything can happen by the hand of God. When God's people believe, pray, and will not doubt in their heart, the unusual happens. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what has never been known in the history of man, just like this noisome pestilence that seems to hold the world by the throat, to stop every forward movement, for people to stay back at home and don't go to work, by its noise. That noise is doused today.
Amen.
He said in Psalm 91 and verse 3, and this applies very much here. He said, surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Noisome pestilence, noise that seems to confuse everyone, that seems to stop the way forward for everyone, that is doused today.
Amen.
And everyone who has been under the grip of the fear thereof, they are liberated in the name of Jesus. 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 Now, the army of Judah engaged the force of prayer and fasting. The city, the whole people of Judah, were gathered together in a fast by Jehoshaphat because they were confronted with the armies of Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir. Each of those nations was stronger than them. Now, three combined together and said, let's terminate the existence. And so they got into prayer and fasting. And then God stepped in. What were they praying? We have no power or might against this great company. Verse 12, that's risen against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. We don't know what else to do. And we are asking you now, do what only you can do. So they got into prayer and fasting, and the word of prophecy came. He said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Leave it to me. God took over from the platform of prayer and fasting. In the same way as we wait upon the Lord today, across the nations of the earth, as members of the winner's family, God will take over this battle. Yeah. He said, you have no business. He said, look, you not shoot an arrow here. I'm taking it over. He said, all you do is set yourself in praise. I've taken over. Yes. After they have prayed and they set themselves in praise, as they began to sing and to praise, God set ambushment. He just took over. He turned the enemies against themselves. And not one of them escaped. Today, this virus is clearing off the planet Earth. Yeah. We got into that prayer and fasting, asking, why is this church not growing in the month of March 1984? And the Lord showed me a layer of thick darkness on the rooftop of the church. He said, that is the blindfolding weapon the devil uses to misinterpret what I'm doing in this church. I like said, now deal with it, boy. I said, you foul spirit of darkness. There's a light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot resist. Get off that roof in the name of Jesus. And I saw it rolled off like a carpet. The destiny of the church opened up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The destiny of the church opened up. The closing destiny of the human race will open today. Amen. So as individuals, engage in intensive prayer for every moment you have at your disposal. And as we gather in the evening across our house fellowship networks, which is presently operating now, and we stand together in prayer of agreement, that is the end of this plague. Amen. So believe God that today what will have taken the nations of the earth 10 years to find, 20 years to find, 50 years to find, will clear off this earth today. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest. Amen. Amen. But as for you, the word says in Psalm 91 verse 10, it said, there shall no evil befall you.
Amen.
Let me hear your amen.
Amen.
Not one winner world over will be named with coronavirus.
Amen.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That is, no one in your household, no one under your roof, no one connected with you shall be a victim. Every present victim of this deadly virus across the nations of the earth, we stand today to set them free.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone today that is living under the threat of this deadly virus, be free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A time comes when doctors will say, except God. I think that is the time we are in now. Except God. We don't return to God. We don't have a hope for tomorrow. Except God. Except God. Except God. What the devil thought he could do is that by stopping the church from meeting because of the high density limitations, that then you have crippled the church. You lie. The awakening, the explosion that will happen after this, the world has never seen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, just imagine 10 people only in 10,000 locations. How much is that? Now, imagine 10 people only in 20,000 locations. You have captured the town. You will finish the first service, you do the second one. You do the third one. You clear the place. Satan, shame on you. This plague will be the greatest regret of hell. For every soul destroyed, Satan has lost his place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, today, at 6 p.m. in our various homes across Lagos and Ogun State and every other state that has placed a ban on high density gathering, we will be together in prayers. And we'll be broadcasting from this studio, and Jesus' name will be glorified. We have been sent the various platforms through which we can connect. And, you know, winners are very smart people. that is, we have explored all available means to get you. Even when you are returning from work and you are in the public transport, you can get connected on your phone. And then you are returning from work, you have a driver, you can get connected on your phone and be in the spirit of the day. Our major line of prayer today is enough is enough. You deadly virus, get back to the sea from where you came. Get back to the depth of the grave from where you came. And stop pestering the destiny of precious people. Every soul belongs to God. He said, all souls are mine. Every soul belongs to God, the soul of the young and the old, the soul of the atheists, people that don't want to hear about God. No one of us created ourselves. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. There is no strong man on this earth who gave birth to himself. Praise God. So, we all belong to him. We are the sheep of his pasture. Whether we now know it now or not, that's who we are. Before I formed in the womb, I knew thee. So we all have our source in God, and God's heart is after every one of us. Saved and unsaved. Rascally, gentle. People are even cursing God. They came from him. They came from him. And in the name of Jesus, his compassion over his creation will answer for us today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As for you, no evil shall come nigh thee.
Amen.
Neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Amen.
God, we come to make a difference between his and others.
Amen.
And that's the class we belong. So have a wonderful day today.
Amen.
In God's presence.
Amen.
Enjoy the best from heaven today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Please let all cell ministers await information if they have on those that may join together and so that we can have enough space for everyone, minding the limit of the number of people that we are waiting on in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you are God's Elijah in this battle.
Amen.
So take responsibility. You are God's Elijah in this battle. Take responsibility. This thing will not come near any of us.
Amen.
God has spoken, and no one can change it.
Amen.
Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands and give God thanks this morning. Give Jesus thanks this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Well, we are beating the devil to it all hand.
Yes, sir.
Please make sure your phones are properly charged.
Yes,
and then it will help you connect if you need some assistance. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So whether there is power outage or power intake, we are on. In the name of Jesus. And as we pray tonight, heavens will hear.
Amen.
As we pray in the course of the day, we will receive answers.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.